Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
It's a blowout, 8th inning, 10-3. Bases are loaded for Verlander, who waits out a real pitch. He swings, and it's a high fly ball, deep center field. It is gone. Home run. And a huge bat flip to celebrate. All right, Ben, start the show already.
He can get a huge lead.
Cracked in the air, deep center field. Thomas on the move. It's off the wall. Ohtani's in to score. Here comes the winning run. Japan turns it around. Last breath.
What a game. What a moment. Welcome into the Flippin' Bats Now post-game show. I'm Ben Verlander, joined by Alex Curry. What a game here tonight. Team Japan wins. Muntaka Murakami with the walk-off. I just talked to him. I talked to Lars Nootbaar. This is going to be one of the best shows ever. The energy in here, the passion. Team Japan is off to the World Baseball Classic Championship after one of the greatest games we have seen in this tournament for sure.
We got it all tonight. We got the back and forth battle on the field, Mexico, Japan. We had the fans going crazy in here. The energy was absolutely insane. And then, of course, it all started with Shohei Ohtani in that ninth inning getting a leadoff double. The energy in here was going crazy, and Japan ends up pulling it off in walk-off fashion.
I don't even know where to begin, Alex. I mean, we're show prepping down right here, right outside of the tunnel. We see the inning start like that. I see the ball go in the air into the gap, and we just start sprinting down the tunnel and straight onto the field. And the first person I see is Lars Nootbaar, and we just start screaming and jumping up and down. We'll show that in a little while. We'll show my interview with Murakami. What a game. What a game. I haven't even really, like, settled down yet.
I
was on edge.
Take it in.
I mean, just an incredible baseball game. And the way it started with the three-run homer from Yoshida down the line when nobody knew if it was going to stay fair or not. And then for them to be down that run going into the last inning, and you knew it was going to be, at minimum, you knew it was going to be drama, right?
Yeah.
Shohei Ohtani, Yoshida, and Murakami all coming up. And then Shohei leads off with that double. And you never, ever see that energy.
No.
Like we saw. He threw off his helmet.
Yep.
Sprinted to second. And then was screaming.
On the top.
Screaming on second base.
Going nuts.
Going nuts. It was so cool to see, followed by a walk, followed by the Murakami walk-off. I mean, it was just such an incredible moment. If you're watching here, you see this was a great at-bat from Shohei. Pulls the ball in the gap with his wheels. There was no doubt he was getting to second base. And this is where you're going to see the energy. I've never seen this from Shohei. I mean, that was wild. He's yelling on second base. And then the inning transpired the way it did. What a night, what a game. One of the best games for sure that I've seen.
But it was Murakami, the hero of this game, who ends up getting the walk-off hit. And we didn't know if they were both going to go home, but they sent both runners home. The entire Team Japan was waiting for them at home plate, going crazy. What has Murakami meant to this team in Japan throughout this tournament?
Well, look, Murakami broke the all-time home run record for a single season last year. That's how good he is. He had been struggling a little bit in this tournament up until the last game. And after I saw those swings, that's why I picked him to be my player of the game tonight, just because he broke out. And to see his swing tonight, to see what it meant. I also talked to him and literally asked him, Alex, was this the best hit of your career?
Yeah.
To hear his answer there. He means everything to this team. He might not be the most well-known name in the lineup yet, but he will be soon, and he's certainly one of the best hitters all around on this entire team. And to finally see him hitting like he's able to hit is truly incredible. So this was a really special moment after the game. The walk-off, obviously, the emotion. I was talking to him. He was literally brushing his hair, and the sweat kept getting in my face. but let's toss it to that now. Let's hear from Murakami here. I'm here with the hero of the night, Yutaka Murakami. Just walk me through that last at bat and what was going through your mind. Just get something to hit, you know. I haven't been at my best during the tournament. You know, my teammates have been picking me up, you know, all along this tournament. So just wanted to go in there and get a good swing and feel I was able to do that tonight.
Last one for you before you go in and celebrate. Is that the biggest hit of your life?
Yes, I think that was the biggest hit of my life.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
This man broke the home run record in the MPB last year, and without hesitation, yes, the biggest hit of my life. Ah, so cool.
Every single player on every single team playing in the WBC right now, when asked about a big play, a big hit, a game-changing home run, have all said that this has been the coolest and best moment of their professional careers. If that doesn't put it into perspective of how incredible the WBC has been, not only for the players, but the fans, but the baseball world, this was the icing on the cake here in the second semifinal game.
Absolutely. I mean, how can you top what, as just as a fan of the game of baseball, I mean, the way the game started, great pitching, which we'll talk about in a little while, then a clutch hit that gets them back in the game, then the back and forth, and then the way it ended. Absolutely. What a game. What a moment for everybody involved.
Well, let's talk about Lars Nootbaar right now, because he has stolen the hearts of Japanese fans. We actually got to talk to him in the dugout before the game, and he was just explaining what this whole experience has been like for him. And he said it's hard to put into words, especially being over in Japan. They were almost treated like the Beatles fans, like tens of thousands of fans waiting just to see their bus arrive at the stadium, go to the airport, and then to come here. And their first game in the United States, to have a moment like this, you could see it when you guys embraced right after the game when you saw him.
Alex, I'm going to be honest. That was a moment I will never forget in my entire life. Sprinting down the tunnel, sprinting out onto the field, just the first person I see is Lars Nootbaar, who I've become friends with. Had him on the show just a couple of weeks ago, and then his life has totally transformed and led him to this moment.
Yeah.
To this moment on the field. And then we see each other and just embrace. And then I talked to him, and it was the first interview after the game. So what a moment for me. What a special time for Lars. And you can hear it in his voice. You can certainly see it. So let's check that out now. I'm here with Lars Nootbaar on the field. I don't even know what to say, man. Let me hear your thoughts right now.
I'm thinking the same thing you're thinking, man. This is unbelievable. Oh, I can't even describe this feeling right now. Mune coming in big right there. Oh, it doesn't get better than that. There's not.
I don't even, the Yoshida homer to tie the game at 3-3. Did you know it was staying fair that whole time?
I was watching it. I was like, oh my God. And I needed it to go around Pesky's pole. That's all I needed right there. Man, Boston, you got a good one, man. You got a good one. But, oh, God, that was unbelievable.
So Shohei leads off that last inning with the double. One, when do you ever see that emotion from Shohei when he got to second? How cool was that?
Now, that fires up everybody. When Shohei shows emotion, you know it's real. So for him to do that, you know it's a big moment. He's got Japan on his chest, too, you know. So he's up there proud.
All right, I need you to walk me through that last moment. Murakami up at the plate, the ball in the gap. From start to finish, the contact, slide at home, walk me through what you were doing.
Man, I was up. As soon as it was hit, I was looking at Shuto. Shuto was almost passing up Ohtani. The whole bench was coming over. I was like, dude, we might get like a flag or a penalty or something like that for too many men on the field. It was unbelievable. As soon as I almost caught the ball. I don't know if you saw that. I literally almost caught the ball because I was so excited. I was out here already. Oh, man, what a moment. What a moment.
To everybody watching in Japan right now, what do you got to say?
Nippon Daisuke, let's go. We got one more tomorrow. It's not over yet. Let's go. Let's do it.
Let's go.
Congratulations.
This man is having the time of his life, Alex. The absolute time of his life. Hearing him explain that, talk about it, so cool.
What I took from that is Lars saying, when you see Ohtani show emotion, you know it's real. And that was some of the biggest emotion we've ever seen from Shohei Ohtani in his professional career here in the United States. So special. The championship game is set. We got Team USA taking on Team Japan. We're going to break that down in just a moment. But we got to talk about the other team out there tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. Mexico was the Cinderella of this tournament in the end. I mean, they had a great team from the very beginning, took down Team USA and got to this moment with great pitching, which they got to this moment with great pitching. And then tonight we saw fantastic pitching from Patrick Sandoval, who outdueled Roky Sasaki on the mound. He was incredible. The lineup was really good. Randy Arozarena has just become the legend of Randy Arozarena that was already there from what he did in the playoffs. Grew exponentially to this point. I mean, just incredible. This team, Mexico team, put on an absolute show in this tournament and deserves tons of credit for how good they were and how much fun they brought to this tournament.
They did. But we got to talk about the man that you see on the screen right now, Randy Arozarena, because as you mentioned, he became a legend during this tournament.
Oh, yeah.
Not only for Team Japan, but fans everywhere. The way he had he had three catches tonight that kept Japan or that kept Mexico in the lead up until Japan walked off there in the ninth inning. And his story is crazy of how he became a member of Team Japan.
So we all see Randy Arozarena that has become the legend on the field, right?
Yeah.
But the question could become, well, how is he even playing for Team Mexico?
Yeah.
Is he Mexican? Well, the answer to that is yes. But the story is a lot deeper than that, and it's an incredible story that I want to share with absolutely everybody listening because you need to hear this. And it's a series of tweets that I want to read to you, and it starts with this. Randy Arozarena has been Team Mexico's best player, but last year he wasn't even Mexican. Here's how he convinced the president of Mexico to make him a player on this team. Randy Arozarena is from Cuba and reached the highest level of Cuban baseball at 19 years old. His first season, he was paid $4 a month. In his second season, he made $38 a month. Apparently, this was a higher salary than his mother was making.
Whoa.
In his second pro season, his team earned a chance to go to Puerto Rico to play in the Caribbean Series. Despite being some of the team's best hitters, Arozarena was blocked from going because country officials feared that he would try and defect from the country.
Yep.
Being blocked from playing, along with the recent death of his father, left his family with very little money. And upon arrival, Arozarena tried out for the Tijuana Toros, where he had so little money he had to share cleats and batting gloves with other prospects during the workouts. Insane. And it goes on to say, after 2 years playing in Mexico, Arozarena signed a $1.25 million contract with the St. Louis Cardinals. By 2020, he was breaking out in the playoffs and in the World Series, and ever since, he hasn't looked back. He talked to the president of Mexico and begged to get his citizenship so that he could play in this World Baseball Classic. He said, "I only ask a favor. Give me nationality. Do me that favor to represent Mexico in the World Baseball Classic. It's all I want." That's emotional. That's so incredible. And that ended up happening. He gained his citizenship, and here he is playing in this tournament. So special.
And he has been the star of Team Mexico. He has been probably the coolest player that we have seen on this field. His swag, his cowboy boots and his sombrero. He's literally shagging balls during BP in the boots and sombrero, signing autographs for fans during the game, before the game. Everybody has fallen in love with Randy.
I have to say that the robbery in left field was one of the cooler moments I've seen because he jumped, he caught the ball, and then he just stood there.
I didn't actually know if he caught it in that moment.
Nobody. The only reason we knew, Alex, is because the nightclub in the outfield was going insane.
Yeah.
And he had the ball in his glove just standing there like this. Randy Arozarena is a legend, and his story just makes it even better.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to tip your hats to Team Mexico. They held on. They got the lead right off the top, and they held on all the way until the ninth inning. What a fight from Team Mexico, but it's Team Japan moving on to the championship game.
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.
And taking on Team USA. This is the matchup we have all been dreaming of. We're going to have Mike Trout leading Team USA and Shohei Ohtani leading Team Japan going head-to-head for the very first time in their professional careers. I can't wait for that moment.
Team Japan back to the finals for the third time in World Baseball Classic history. Third appearance in five World Baseball Classics. Yeah. They are 2-0 in the finals. But this matchup, the biggest tournament yet, the biggest WBC, and the biggest matchup, Team Japan, who's been the most complete team this entire tournament, against Team USA. I can't wait. Yes, Shohei and Mike Trout on the field, Mike Trout being one of the greatest of all time. And then you hear, okay, well, they might not face each other because Shohei's done starting. And then we hear that Shohei Ohtani said he might pitch in relief in this tournament. The storylines are writing themselves in this game. There's really... we could talk about everything. The storylines are written. They're in place. And tomorrow we get to watch them unfold.
What can we expect to see tomorrow? Team USA taking on Team Japan, the two best teams in this tournament. What do we got?
Look, I it's going to start in the crowd. The place is going to be nuts, a complete sellout. And what we can expect is I heard Yu Darvish is starting for Team Japan is what I heard. I don't know if that's official anywhere, but Darvish pitching. Shohei said he's willing to pitch. I haven't seen yet who's pitching for the United States, but you know what I'm expecting?
Yeah.
I'm expecting some offense in that game.
I'm
a huge fan of Yu Darvish, but obviously he's going up against the greatest lineup that he'll have ever gone against. Mm-hmm. I do believe he can pitch well, but pitching well against this Team USA lineup is still giving up a few runs. And I expect Team Japan to put up a few runs as well. Look, they did what is almost the impossible, flying across the world about as far of a flight as you can possibly do and then win the game.
Yeah.
And we saw it take a little while, right? It took half the game for them to come alive and the bats to come alive. This will be the fourth WBC meeting between USA and Japan. USA won the first one, the first one was USA 4-3 in 2006. Japan won the second one in 2009, 9-4. And in 2017, the year USA won it, they won 2-1. These games are all close. They're all action-packed. We can expect another close game between, Alex, the two best teams in this tournament.
I'm so excited. But the semifinals have wrapped up. Let's take a look back at the top three moment from the semifinal games, starting with America's shortstop, Trey Turner's multi-home run game yesterday.
I don't even know how to pick three from these. It was only two games, and I'm picking three. First up, let's start with Trey Turner's two-homer game. Yes, the first at-bat after his grand slam that was so huge, hits the two homers, insane. That was a huge moment for him, a huge moment for the United States. And, man, he broke all these records. The most home runs for a Team United States player in World Baseball Classic history. 4-plus RBIs in two consecutive games. The most ever besides his hitting coach, Ken Griffey Jr. What a moment for Trey.
All right, number two, WBC Randy Arozarena and his crazy catch.
Look, I'm going to be honest with you. It's going to be difficult to knock this out of the one spot, but it just recently happened. Yeah. Randy Arozarena's catch that we talked about, robbing the home run in a huge situation in front of the nightclub out there at the Marlins Stadium, electric, him standing there just staring. Randy Arozarena became an absolute legend in this tournament, and this just added on to that.
And finally, last but definitely not least, the number one moment from the semifinals, Japan's walk-off win in the ninth inning.
This is the moment of the tournament so far. This was incredible. They were down and out. Ohtani, Yoshida, and Murakami coming up in the bottom of the ninth, down one run, for it to unfold the way it did with Shohei's double, all leading up to Murakami's double in the gap, scoring both runs, them going absolutely insane at the plate. Shohei screaming, making sure Yoshida's right behind him.
Yep.
He was. He dives in, and they just go insane. What a moment. The moment of the tournament. Congratulations to Team Japan for advancing to the finals for the third time in the WBC history.
This is crazy. Team USA, led by Mike Trout. Team Japan, led by Shohei Ohtani. It's going down tomorrow, the championship game of the WBC.
Alex, what a day it was here today. I mean, we got here for batting practice. I was able to catch up with Kuriyama, the manager, who I got pretty close with when I went over to Japan, and hearing him talk about, you know, one thing he said to me when I was in Japan is, I'll see you in the United States, because I just found out he was the manager of the WBC for Team Japan at the time. And he said, I'll see you in the United States. And we saw each other today, and we gave each other the biggest hug. It was incredible. Here's a tweet I had from earlier this WBC. Kuriyama is the reason Shohei Ohtani is a two-way player today. He was his former manager in Japan and now managing him again for the WBC. And he's one of the most incredible human beings. He came out to talk to the media, saw me, his face lit up, and we just embraced. So cool. We talked to Shohei Ohtani in the dugout, Alex, which was so cool for us. You covered him for a few years, right?
I did, and I haven't seen him in a year. And just to see his face light up, the smile, he came over. He gave both of us a huge hug in the dugout after batting practice. I miss him. I miss my Angels family, but I miss Shohei Ohtani. I'm excited to see Mike Trout again tomorrow. It's one big Angels happy family here.
And then the last one in the dugout during BP, Lars Nootbaar. Yeah. We saw each other, and again, we just talked for a while. Alex, you met Lars, who's just the one of the greatest human beings you can find. And that's where he told us how crazy it was. I talked to Lars 2 weeks ago. He had an episode on the show. If you haven't listened to it, go check out his interview. It's insane how he's playing for this team. But now, fast forward 2 weeks, we're standing there in that dugout together. The transformation in his life to get to this moment, and him talking about being over there and saying, Ben, look, you told me about this, and my mom talked to me about how crazy it is, but I couldn't imagine. He's like a member of the Beatles over there. He said they're literally shaking their bus, the Team Japan bus. I mean, it's wild.
He said tens of thousands of fans chase down their bus, wait for them outside of the stadium. They don't even have tickets to the game. They are just waiting to watch the bus drive into the stadium and leave the stadium. And even when the bus stops trying to make turns, they are climbing onto the top of the bus. He says it's the craziest thing he's ever seen and ever experienced. And even though you and his mom tried to give him an understanding of what it was like, he said he had... You literally cannot be prepared for something like that and this experience, and he's having the time of his life.
Let's get this straight. I told him that it's going to be – I told him my experience. Yeah. I did not prepare him for what he's experienced. No. What he's experiencing right now is, I mean, there's Shohei here, and right now in Japan, Lars is a little step underneath, but it ain't far. What a day, Alex. What an awesome day. Here's Lars and myself meeting up in the dugout and talking in there for a little while. What a day, Alex.
That was incredible. Let's do it again tomorrow.
Let's do it again tomorrow. The matchup we have all been waiting for. Team USA and Team Japan getting ready to duke it out for the World Baseball Classic Championship in what has been the best and greatest WBC yet by far. Thank you all for listening. Alex and I will be back tomorrow pregame ahead of the World Baseball Classic Championship. We will be live before that game around 6:20 p.m. Eastern Time. We will also be live immediately postgame. We'll have a postgame show. We'll have players we're probably going to talk to. We'll be up there in the commotion no matter who wins. So what a blast that's going to be. Thank you all for listening. Make sure you subscribe to Flippin' Bats Podcast wherever you listen, Apple or Spotify. Also, we're on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and you can follow and watch every single episode on YouTube as well at Flippin' Bats Pod for all of them. But for tonight, the final semifinal game is complete. This has been another Flippin' Bats Now post-game episode. Thank you all for listening. What a night, and we will see you all tomorrow. Peace.
Murakami hit!
よしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよしよし
Hey, college football fans, Joel Klatt here. And over on my podcast, The Joel Klatt Show, we discuss the best teams, players, and storylines in all of college football. Any questions? Then send them in to the Joel Klatt Show mailbag, and I'll answer them. Tap the banner to follow The Joel Klatt Show on Spotify.